In Iraq, the northern city of Mosul is the scene of some of the fiercest fighting these days. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has said Mosul is where al-Qaeda in Iraq is making its last stand. U.S. commanders don't see it that way, but there is no denying the heavy insurgent presence in the city. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is embedded with U.S. soldiers from the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment in Mosul.
The first sign of trouble comes early.
I heard an explosion.
A huge mushroom cloud shoots into the air. A car bomb has just detonated, killing 4 Iraqi soldiers and wounding 8 more.
Right, go straight!
The Humvee is careening through the pitted streets of western Mosul, dashing through side roads and pushing its way through traffic to avoid the ever-present dangers of roadside bombs, or IEDs as the military calls them. The men with 3rd Platoon, 3rd Squadron are tense and with good reason. The second sign of trouble doesn't take long to appear. The convoy enters a crowded neighborhood with houses close in on either side.
Hey, we got guys running in front of us.
The street is suddenly empty. Then...
Small arms! Hey, if you see small arms, light them up! Hard right! There! I can't see it! God, man!
The convoy takes fire from all sides. Staff Sergeant Jimmy Whetstone says they were expecting something like this.
I believe the Al-Qaeda has moved down into that neighborhood. We got briefed this morning that down in the south neighborhood right there, they're starting to collect.
American soldiers here come under attack on almost every patrol. The city's buildings are pitted with bullet holes. There are collapsed bridges, the result of car bombs. Graffiti supporting the insurgency tattoos many walls. While in many parts of Iraq security has improved, Mosul is at war. There is an al-Qaeda presence here, say intelligence officers, including foreign fighters, but there are also a number of other insurgent groups too, like Ansar al-Sunnah, Jaish al-Islam, and the 1920s Revolution Brigades, to name a few. The U.S. military stresses there's going to be no massive U.S. troop surge like Baghdad, nor will they launch a full-scale offensive like they did twice in Fallujah. And they won't be using local Sunni tribal paramilitaries, or what they called concerned local citizens, or CLCs, like in Anbar province and elsewhere.
No single tribe wields that kind of power in Mosul. They just don't. The city is too fractured, too disparate for any one group of people to really wield that much authority.
Major John Oliver is the operations officer for the 3rd Squadron. He says Mosul is a fairly well-integrated multi-ethnic city with Christians, Shia, Yazidis, Kurds, and Sunni Arabs.
So all we would get if we tried to arm CLCs in Iraq or in Mosul is you'd empower one group versus another and you'd probably make the problem worse rather than better.
Instead, say commanders, the 1,400 U.S. soldiers here are being bolstered by 9,000 Iraqi army troops, many of them Kurds, who are expected to do most of the work of securing the city.
How do you say that in Kurdish?
Don't worry about it, I got you covered.
Oh.
Members of the 4th Platoon try and learn a few Kurdish words over lunch at a command outpost by the Tigris River in the western part of Mosul. The plan is to set up these small outposts, basically mini garrisons, all over the city, housing both U.S. soldiers and Iraqi army. This one has been operational for about 10 days. U.S. forces and Iraqi troops are supposed to do their first joint patrol, but the Iraqis complain about being under-equipped for the mission. Instead, the U.S. force heads out alone. It's nighttime, and a strictly enforced curfew has left the city deserted, except for insurgents who use the dark to plant IEDs and the U.S. patrols that hunt them. Sergeant Barrett Taylor spots a dead dog in the road.
It's one of the tactics that they use. They'll stuff a bomb inside a dead carcass and throw it out in the middle of the road and just wait for somebody to assume it's just a dead animal and drive up on it.
It turns out to be nothing. That Sunday, though, U.S. forces were hit with 8 IEDs, 8 RPG and shooting attacks, and the car bombing. It was considered a light day. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki called this the last stronghold of al-Qaeda and said there would be a final showdown in the city. Still, U.S. military commanders say that is not the way the fight in Mosul is going to play out. Again, Major John Oliver.
Our enemy here is not going to do some kind of final stand where they die to the last man. The only time they die to the last man is when you have them cornered. Otherwise, they will shoot at us, they'll engage us, they'll conduct attacks, and then they'll vanish like vapors in the wind. And there's no doubt in my mind that they'll do the same thing here in Mosul.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Mosul.